It's the WTIL Morning News with Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, and Will Stevenson.
And a young man who is going to be heading out later on this week, playing in the Kansas City Royals organization, Chad Johnson, joins us this morning. Chad, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, guys. It's good to be here. I appreciate you having me.
Yeah, glad to have you with us here again. Well, got to be kind of exciting time of year for you, getting ready to get things underway again.
Yeah, this time of the year is always exciting, and it's always fun, and you always get anxious, you know, just getting the season started. And it's weird because you start playing every day. You know, I've been playing every day for going on my, this will be technically my fourth year of pro ball. So, you know, you play every day from February till September, and then, you know, you take those like 3 months off, and now you want to get going and just start playing.
Well, and by taking off, you don't mean that you're not working out and not picking up a baseball. You're working it. You're just not playing games at that point.
Exactly. I mean, the off season, I mean, you work your tail off. You know, you got to get bigger, got to get stronger, you know, try to get faster and just work on your game. And, you know, when I say taking off, I mean start playing games and starting to get back into it and, you know, start having a crowd come watch it and just the fun atmosphere that you miss in the off season.
Mm-hmm. It's a new world, and ever since you've been around, this is the way baseball has been. When we were younger, we remember getting the baseball cards, and on the back it would tell what a player did in the off season. A lot of times they'd be working at a warehouse or working as a cook, or I mean they do all these things just to supplement.
And those are major league players,
right? Yeah. And so there wasn't, you know, all this, but now that's your full time job, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and you know that's the full time job. And of course, in the offseason, you know, help out on the farm and cut those beans and pick the corn.
There you go. You're doing something else other than throwing
baseball,
aren't you?
You got to kill those deer, too. So. You got to do something.
Chad, talk a little bit about the Royals organization. Of course, they got to the World Series this past season. Are they an organization, you know, we know the Cardinals, a lot of homegrown talent. Cubs are becoming that way, a really good farm system right now. A lot of the players that played on that World Series team, was that a lot of homegrown talent for the Royals?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's funny because I tell people that, you know, our big leaguers are so cool. And that's mainly because, you know, they grew up in our system, so they know what we're going through. You know, Hosmer and Moustakas and all those guys, they went through the system together. And so that was kind of the wave of guys that they knew that were probably going to be in the big leagues. So, you know, those guys are so cool to hang out with, and they're laid back and just so chill. And you know, they're humble, and that's really cool. And the Royals are just... it's an awesome organization to be in.
Yeah, Chad, I had a chance last year. We went out to watch some spring training Cubs baseball. One of their games was up in Surprise against the Royals. And little did we know at that time, we were sitting there watching the future World Series team. You guys were probably as surprised as we were that happened, weren't you?
It's nuts. I mean, you know, teams have, you know, expectations when they go into a season. But, you know, and that's every team's goal, is to make it to the World Series and win the World Series. So it's just crazy, like you said, just to go watch the team like that, and then like 6 months later, they're in the World Series playing in front of millions of people on mm-hmm. TV and stuff. So,
see, like baseball is so different than every other sport that so many things have to come together. I mean, the NFL, NBA, for the most part, you can look at the talent and say, yeah, that team's got a pretty good shot at getting there. Baseball is so different, though. There's so many X factors, I guess, that, you know, this guy can have a great season, somebody that you're not expecting to do something, or, you know, some of these bonus babies that maybe got up there that underperform for a team that you thought was going to do something. It's just so different in baseball.
Yeah, I mean, baseball is just all about hard work, and you know, you have those prodigies every once in a while, like Bryce Harper and people like that, but for the most part, everybody's working their tail off to get there, and you know, it's a competition job, so you got to work your tail off, and you know, when you get there, that's great. But once you get there, I mean, you know, I feel like you have to work even harder, because they say once you get to the big leagues, it's twice as hard to stay in the big leagues. So, you know, it's challenging.
When you go out to spring training, those complexes now, they have the main stadium where they play most of the games in, but they have satellite fields all the way around. Do you, as being in the minor leagues, spend most of your time in the satellite fields, or do you actually get to work with some of the main players on the main field? How does that work, Chad?
Yeah, the main field is mainly for games, spring training games. And our big league team, they don't even take BP on the big field. So we have two small fields. Well, they're normal sized fields, but we call them small fields. Right by our clubhouse there, and that's mainly the big league teams. And then we have four fields on top. We call them top fields, and that's where we have to go. So minor league guys, we have to walk a little bit. And early in spring training, the big leaders will be on the top four fields with us. just doing like simulated BPs and live pitching and stuff like that. But as spring training goes on, they go down to the lower fields where there's stands where the crowd and fans can come watch them take BP and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mentioned Surprise, Arizona. It's, I guess, a suburb of Phoenix, if you want to call it that, on the north northwest side. Quite a ways from downtown Phoenix. Do you pretty well just stay in that local area most of the time you're getting ready?
Yeah, pretty much. The Royals did a good job of putting us somewhere where we can't get in trouble. So, yeah.
Not that you would anyway.
Not that I wouldn't, but yeah. You know, Phoenix is about, I'd say, 35 minutes away. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of guys go to Scottsdale, which is a lot more of a better atmosphere.
Sure.
That's where the Giants and other teams are. But Scotty D will get you in trouble, so yeah. Stay away from Scotty D. Well, and then, yeah, but Surprises, you know, they got restaurants and stuff to eat, so, you know, it might be a little boring, but it's definitely better for us.
Yeah, you see a pretty good air show out there once in a while, too, don't you? There's an Air Force base right
near
there.
Luke's Air Force Base is right. It's literally like 20 minutes down the road, so those jets will fly over our fields, and if you're talking, you got to stop talking because they're so loud.
Yeah. Talking with Chad Johnson, a former Galesburg Silver Streak baseball and basketball player. He's a catcher in the Kansas City Royals organization. You spent time last year in low A at Lexington, Kentucky, the Lexington Legends. What kind of expectations do you have going into spring training? Obviously, you've worked hard in the offseason. What is it that you think you need to do personally to give yourself a shot at moving up?
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, catching, you move up quicker than a lot of the other positions, and I just gotta be myself and just play my game. Since I've been playing baseball my whole life, and you know, last year I feel like I kind of got caught up in thinking too much. So this year, you know, I'm just gonna go out there and not think and just play my game, and you know, take care of the pitching staff, and you know, that's what they look forward for me doing, is being the leader out there. And you know, obviously, if I can rake a little bit, you know, hit really well, hopefully I'll, you know, start in Delaware, which is Wilmington, Delaware, which is high A. And then, you know, hopefully rake this spring and summer, and hopefully be in double A by the end of the summer. So that's my goal personally.
Mm-hmm. I probably know the answer to this already, but thought I'd ask. The new rules instituted last year regarding collisions at home plate, from a catcher's standpoint, I would think you've got to like that chance to not get a major injury in your career that way.
Yeah, I mean, that was nice. I didn't get run over last year. You know, I've only been ran over one time in pro ball so far. But you know what? If a guy runs me over, I mean, you know, that's just part of the game. You know, you're not going to really – I don't think you're going to change that, because in the heat of the moment, you know, if I was a runner and that guy's blocking the plate, I'm going to run his butt over, so – you know, that's just part of the game of baseball. But you know, just in the back of your mind, knowing that they have to, like, you know, we have to give them part of the plate. You know, especially what happened to Buster Posey that one year.
Yeah.
You just kind of look at that and you just kind of cringe. And
at least it's not just a free for all on catchers, which it seemed like it was there
exactly,
for a while.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And I got a little more meat on my bones now. So,
so the question is: the one time it happened, did you hang on?
I did, actually.
See, yeah. There you go. So it was an out anyway. It's all right.
Yeah.
It's all good. Chad Johnson joining us. He's a player in the Kansas City Royals organization. You know, we talked about the Royals being a World Series team this last season. Does that, in your eyes, does that make it harder coming up in the minor league system? Knowing, he's like, man, this is how good that team was. Is it going to be that much harder to maybe get to that level, or does it matter? I mean, you feel you're on the same path no matter what the major league club has done.
Yeah, I look at it as, I have no control of where they put me. You know, that's all up to the front office. It's all up to Dayton Moore. And, you know, you just got to go out there and, like I said, play your game and do the best as you can. And, you know, if you're performing, obviously, you know, you hope to be moved up. But, you know, I could go back to Lexington this year. And if I do, then I'll play 110% and see what happens. And, you know, they could put me in rookie ball again. And the same thing. You just got to go out there and play 110% every day and just do your best and work hard. And hopefully hard work and dedication will get you, you know, where you want to go.
From the time you were leaving the Galesburg Silver Streaks to going into pro ball, what's been the most eye-opening thing for you? Because you probably you had a feel for some of what you'd experienced, other things you get in there and learn as you go. What's been maybe the most eye-opening thing for you?
You know, geez, leaving home was hard the first time, but as you know, I have best friends now, you know, from all over the place, North Carolina, Alabama, San Diego. So, you know, we all kind of met up down there. And, you know, once you get friends and you see everybody, you know everybody, it's not too hard to leave home. Obviously, I miss my family and I miss, you know, the farm and stuff. But I would say just, you know, sticking to a routine, not getting into the to the hogwash stuff, you know, like going out and, you know, doing, you know, you got to find your friends and you got to pick your, where you do, what you do. And because no one's going to tell you what to do. You know, no one's going to tell me to go to church on Sundays. You know, I'm going to have to do that myself. And it's just kind of growing up and knowing what you have to do to keep yourself on the right track.
So the organization doesn't sit down with you after they draft you and say, okay, here's what you need to do to keep yourself in line, so to speak.
Nope. They basically put me on a plane 3 days after I was drafted, say, you know, go play. Here you go. So
I guess one of the differences, you know, going to college or going to do what you did. I mean, going to college, you're on your own, but it's still kind of structured in some ways. But, I mean, you get out to do this, you're on your own basically as an adult with a department doing, you know, everything. You're responsible for your own meals and everything, as opposed to having you know, the cafeteria on campus or whatever.
Exactly. You know, we get breakfast and, you know, we get a little bit of lunch after we come in from BP or something. But for dinner, we're on our own. So you're going to either choose to eat Chick-fil-A or Del Taco or Carl's Jr. every night, or you're going to try to get something good like Olive Garden or Red Lobster or something like that. But it's all about what you feel and, you know, what your body has to get used to.
Mm-hmm. So it's pretty easy to see how guys that come in without that farm and faith background could get pretty lost in all the goings on outside of the field.
Oh, no doubt. You know, I've seen it with a few guys, and it's not good. And of course, like me and my other buddy, two other buddies, we try to grab those guys and try to hang out with them as much as we can, just because we know what they're going through. And you know, some of them are, you know, they're going through rough times. And it's not easy being away from home because, like I said, no one's telling them what to do. So hopefully, you know, we just kind of grab guys and just kind of take them under our wing, just trying to be leaders. And, you know, definitely it's up to them to do what they want to do. But we just try to be the good guys that people can come to and, you know, just try to do the right thing.
Talking with Chad Johnson. He is a professional baseball player, former Galesburg Silver Streak. He's in the Kansas City Royals organization, getting ready to head out to spring training coming up later on this week. And we're going to talk more with Chad. Right now, we're going ahead, going to get the news headlines with Will. This is the WGIO Morning News. Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, Will Stevenson, talking with former Galesburg Silver Streak Chad Johnson. He's a catcher in the Kansas City Royals organization, getting ready to head out to spring training. What's, Chad, when you actually get back and you're going a little bit early, is it just pitchers and catchers that report when you do?
Yes, sir. We go out. I'm going out the 21st, so a lot of the pitchers and catchers will be out there. And full starters for minor leagues, they come the 28th. So I'm going to go, and I believe I'm going to help catch the big league bullpens and stuff like that. So that'll be fun. And so full season starters will come the 28th, and then we'll start going with them. And then relievers don't come till like March 7th, I think.
Really?
Because the season's later this year. I don't know why it's later, but our first game's not till like April 9th. Mm-hmm. So
you put on quite a bit of muscle since high school, and I guess you've had to, because a lot of times you think of a catcher, we think of great big guys, but not necessarily all. I mean, Jason Kendall, some of the big name catchers in the league, are not necessarily huge. So I mean, it's not a prerequisite, but I guess like you said, it's good to be strong in case you have a collision or that sort of thing.
Yeah, you know, I actually talked to Jason Kendall last year. He kind of talked to me about catching a little bit. He was down at spring training and cool guy. And you look at Jonathan Lucroy, and he's not big at all either. So you know, catching, you got to stay flexible. And those guys, you know, you look at them and say, wow, I can do that too. Mm-hmm. And of course, muscle help. I hit a lot of balls in the warning track last year. So, you know, hopefully that 5 to 10 pounds I put on this offseason will help me get those balls over the fence and just kind of, you know, go from there.
What's the difference as a catcher defensively from what you would see in the big leagues to what you see now? Is it just the consistency of the pitcher? Is that the biggest thing? Because you probably will see guys that have a lower mid-90s fastball and they have a good curveball, but maybe just not quite as good or not quite the control. Is that the biggest difference defensively?
Yeah, I'll tell you a funny story. I was in Arizona this about 2 weeks ago, and Jason Vargas was down there, one of our big league pitchers, starters, and our field coordinator told me to go catch his bullpen, and at the time I didn't have any gear on. I just had my mask and helmet on and glove, and
that's scary.
And I go, should I go get my gear? And he goes, if he throws one ball in the dirt, you come back over here and you tell him to find somebody else to catch his bullpen, because they said he hasn't thrown a ball in the dirt for like 3 years. Jeez. So, I mean, that just goes to tell you, I mean, you put your glove up there, and those guys have such good command. Yeah. You know, I feel like once you get to the big leagues, it'll be actually a little easier to catch than the minor leagues just because of the command.
Yeah. Well, and you'll be one of the few catchers that can get from catcher to first base in a decent amount of time because notoriously. So have you had any problems? I mean, you're young yet, but I mean, in that squat, your knees, I mean, that's a lot of work. Have you had any problems with them?
You know, I caught like 780 some innings last year, and I didn't really start feeling into my knees until the last week of the season. So, you know, I think I played like 95 games last year at 140, and, you know, I was really surprised because normally, you know, you'd think that your knees would start hurting or something, but, you know, I've been lucky and blessed, knock on wood, and hopefully, you know, you can't really control if you get hurt or not. That's what they tell us, you know. You can't play scared because if you play scared, you're going to make mistakes, and you just can't do that. So I kind of say whatever happens, happens, and if you get hurt, that's just, I don't know.
Well, I'm guessing it's the same way with the business side of things. You can't control. I mean, or does it ever cross your mind like, okay, someday I'm going to be that obligatory player to be named later in a trade or whatever? Does that stuff just not even cross your mind because you're just trying to do your job?
Yeah, you're just going out there and playing every night. You're not really worried about that. But you always, you know, somebody's watching you at all times. You know, there's scouts still coming to watch you play. And like you said, if, you know, Rule 5 draft comes around, other teams are going to, they're going to pull out a paper and they're going to have a whole page on you. So you just got to go out there and play your best, and, you know, it doesn't take talent to hustle. So always hustle and just do your thing.
Well, I wish for your sake you could leave today because we got another week of really cold weather. You're probably ready to get out there, aren't
you? Yeah, I mean, I came back. It was like 80 degrees the day I left and came back, and now it's 7, whatever.
Yeah, well, we're up to 11 now.
11, so
going to be 7 Wednesday.
There you go.
Yeah. What's the biggest thing that you personally, that you feel you need to work on to get to that next level and to eventually get to the big leagues?
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, just got to stay consistently hitting. You know, last year it was kind of like a mountain, up, down, up, down, up, down. But, you know, the more I hit, the more I get comfortable. So I think the more at-bats I get, I'll get more comfortable and start hitting the ball a little better. And, of course, catching, you can always get better at catching. And, you know, being able to talk to your pitchers is huge. And calling a game is huge, too. So just keep working on that and just keep working defensively and see where it takes me.
Chad, we want to thank you so much for taking the time here this morning. We appreciate it. I know you're getting stuff all ready to go. And best of luck this season. Hopefully you get a chance to talk to you once you get underway and find out where you're going to be.
That sounds great. I appreciate you guys having me, and thanks for all your time.
News, information, and great conversation every weekday morning. The WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.